my friends, and welcome back to the Life Creators Podcast. I would like to share with you my emotions today. I received a shocking and very sad news recently, which explained my silence on the podcast, but also on social media. My colleague passed away from an infection. Everything happened so quickly, and in only 5 days, she was gone. This great woman was young, always laughing, and supporting others in their journey. I have to say it, it was a very difficult news to digest, and the pain was immense. Each meeting was a struggle, and I needed some time by myself to realize what happened and think about the future. I came up to the conclusion that life is just too short. Now, how can one deal with the loss of a friend or a family member? You know, we are living in crazy times. I mean, it was already crazy before, but it's even crazier right now. And in addition, the world was hit by a pandemic, which impacted absolutely every one of us. We all know someone who lost their lives, or at least a loved one. And it is important to go through the grieving process in order to heal. Let me just mention before we get into the details that not two persons grieve the same way. The stages of grievance varies from individual to individual, and please do shout out if you need support. There are a lot of professionals out there ready to help you, so use them. First, we need to know what are the stages of grief. Most people know the 5 major stages: denial, anger, bargaining, which is the attempt to negotiate your emotion and all way out of grief, depression, and acceptance. I really see emotional stages of grief here, and officially there are 7, but it's really 9 emotions. So you first start with the shock, the disbelief, and then we find again denial, bargaining. You may have to had guilt, depending on the way the person died or what happened. Then anger, depression, again, hope and acceptance. Remember that all these emotions are normal. You are not alone if you feel them. It is okay to feel this way. There is no order to go through the stages, and not everyone will experience the same emotion at the same time. Some stage can last longer for some people. Many of us will actually go back and forth between emotions. Actually, calling them stages can be misunderstood, and I don't like that term, because a stage means you enter it, go through it, and then move on, which is not the case at all for grief. This is a very complex process. Try to recognize what happened. Take a step back and reflect. Recognize the loss, why it happened, and how. Recognize your emotions. How do you feel? Sad, angry, depressed, resentful, maybe against someone or something, an organization, a doctor, a drunk driver, etc., etc. Sit down and write down how you feel. It can really help to write down your emotion. Now, don't try to build alternative scenario in your head trying to change the past. It won't change the situation. It will only delay your recovery. I spent years thinking of how my dad will still be alive if it was not that hot on that day, if I hadn't gone on holidays, if the paramedics had done their job right, but it only left the scar open for so long. I also did the mistake of denying it. For months, I didn't cry. I didn't realize he was dead. My subconscious was telling me to believe that he was just away on holidays. Why? Because I hadn't seen him die and he was not ill. I struggled to recognize he was actually dead. Going to the funeral, seeing the grave may help. It did for me, months after what happened. As you go through the different emotions, write them down and recognize. If you struggle, you can ask someone to do it for you. It can be a friend, a family, or a therapist. There is no need to fight your emotion or try to speed up the process of recovering or the process of grieving. You want to scream to the world how unfair it is? That's fine. Accept it. And it's normal. We all go through this. Recognizing the situation and your emotion will help you. Now, this may and this will definitely take time. But you will accept that this person is not in this world anymore. Speaking to friends and relatives may help on this one. As you realize others are going through the same hardship, you may finally get to accept what happened. Then only you will be able to move on to learning to manage the challenge. At this stage, a few tools may help you. Meditation, seeing a professional, going to some yoga classes, getting some activities put in your calendar, etc. Try to find a special place where you can meditate, think, find yourself, and plan the future. It's very easy to find ourselves lonely after a death, even when you're amongst your family and friends around you. My safe place is abroad, in another country, but I can easily travel back there mentally. And then once you found your safe place, just try to gather your ideas together. You can also put your meditation into your morning routine. Again, I will refer you back to the episode on the morning routine, because having one is a great tool to go through grievance, making sure you still have a purpose in life, goals, people that love you, that life actually worth live. Make sure to take care of yourself too. Your health is so precious. Fuel your body the right nutriment. It is very easy to deprive yourself from what is good for yourself just during this time because you feel guilty, which is one of the stage. Guilty to have a good meal, guilty to do exercise, guilty to live simply. Our mental well-being cannot survive without the shelf that is called body. So please, please take care of it. Grief may also bring physical symptoms in addition to the emotional stage. Body aches, fatigue, insomnia, headaches, lack of appetite or excess of appetite. I went through all of them. Again, with meditation, being present, recognizing how does your body work by doing some visualization exercise, you may be able to fix those problems. Make sure to see a doctor or a therapist. Be aware of your body and be aware of what your close ones are telling you. Ask them, how do they perceive you? How do they think you changed physically and mentally? And then take action, even if it means go and see a general practitioner or a nutritionist or a life or gym coach. All of this will help support the emotional pain and solve your physical pain. Having a life coach, for example, really helped me during depression. I found my purpose. I started eating healthy again. I put in place a routine. I created my online business. Life coaches are essential, but they are not therapists. So make sure you contact your doctor, talk to a professional about your mental wellness. And this is an addition of having a gym or a life coach. There is a great book to help you go through this painful process. It's called My Backyard Garden, A Memoir of How Love Conquers Grief. It has been written by Deborah Hester. She shares her journey through grief when her mother passed away. She also has a website to help people going through the same and a podcast, which I strongly recommend. I hope this short episode helps you, my friends. And please, please keep in touch with your loved one. Tell them how much they mean to you and how much you love them. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you next week.